Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota lawmakers will testify about the state's fraud problem this morning before a U.S. House committee in Washington. One of the first to be called will be House Fraud Prevention Committee Chair Kristen Robbins.
I want them to understand the scope of the fraud. I think we in Minnesota are more aware of sort of the colossal nature of it. But I think for the national audience, they're just starting to become aware of it.
GOP committee members Walter Hudson of Albertville and Marion Rarick of Maple Lake will be joining her. Democrats have accused Robbins of withholding whistleblower information from state DHS investigators and providing it to Trump-appointed federal prosecutors. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security confirms Secretary Kristi Noem is hitting the streets of Minneapolis with ICE agents. Officials say Noem participated in an enforcement operation Monday that resulted in the arrest of a fugitive wanted for murder and sex crimes in Ecuador. DHS posted video of Noem and the arrests of alleged criminal aliens and detainees in custody. A moment of reflection from Governor Tim Walz on Tuesday after announcing he will no longer seek a third term. When asked about his job performance, Walz responded,
"Have I been perfect in this? God dang no. I wasn't perfect as a teacher. I wasn't perfect as a coach. I wasn't perfect as a soldier, but I was pretty damn good at all those things. And I am committed to getting this right."
His supporters say Minnesota has free school lunch and paid leave because of Walz. The state patrol is investigating a crash in McLeod County that left a woman from Buffalo dead. A car driven by 63-year-old Melinda Kuzman collided head-on with a semi Tuesday morning on Highway 7 near Winstead. A trooper say Kuzman died in the crash. The road was snow and ice covered at the time. The snowmobile season is off to a strong start in Minnesota. The DNR's Wade Miller says we received snowfall statewide and the trails are doing well.
We got some early snow that we haven't seen in several years. You know, even in calendar year 22 and 23, that winter we had a lot of snow, but we didn't get the snow that early. It came throughout the season and later on. And this year we got some early snow and then we got some colds.
Miller says the state's snowmobile trails could still use some more snow. Two winters ago, we had a brownout in Minnesota. And the University of Minnesota men's basketball team is celebrating a 70-67 upset win over Iowa last night at Williams Arena. Langston Reynolds scored a season-high 22 points and Cade Tyson added 16 in the Golden Gophers' fifth straight victory. Minnesota improved to 3-1 in Big Ten play and will host USC on Friday night. This is MNN.